Blog Talk Radio.
Here she comes. Well, hello, hello. I'd like to welcome all the snow dogs to the Ski With Me Monday here on Blog Talk Radio. Just as a refresher to all you listeners, this is part of the Hope Collection series brought to you every Monday. And there's five other days in the week. And so we have a specialty for each of those days, including our bonus Saturday, which runs at a different time. I think it runs from 9 to 10. But we have now the founder or the backer of this entire program on the line. Ron Clayton, what hours are the Saturday bonus hours?
You are exactly right, Gary. You are absolutely correct. It's 9 to 10. It's the same phone number call in. And the show is called Coach's Corner. It was a time when Joel Griffin, early Saturday morning, before most people really get all the things rocking and rolling for their busy days, he took time to help us kind of lay some groundwork and give a question and answer. And he always had a message of uplifting or a learning moment. And so it was a great show, and people participate in it many times. They're not able on a regular basis because, you know, Saturdays are makeup time for a lot of people. Of course, a lot of us had a lot of time at home over the last 2 years because of us being in lockdown. But that's starting to change. A lot of people now are getting around. We were just doing that this past week ourselves. So being locked down, I'm the kind of person that says, you're not going to do that to me. And we had an opportunity, so we got out of the country. And we went to Punta Cana, which is in the Dominican Republic, a beautiful country. We were at a resort that was actually the site of a training and a celebration of travel with the travel industry. So we'll talk about that another time. But I was, instead of snow, I was in sand. It started with an S, Gary, but on my feet, the sand felt a lot better than snow would have.
Well, that's good, Ron. We appreciate that. But I'd like to tell our radio audience here that the winter has come to the Northeast. This past week, we had a storm of about 17 inches in depth. Of course, that settles down. It doesn't get as deep as it sounds. But we've had a couple inches every night or off and on. So we got about 24 inches of snow on the ground here, which means it is time to ski. So come, ski with me. We've had a house guest from the south, from Pensacola, Florida, with us now for a few days. And he's brought with him a snow bike. Snow bike is exactly as it sounds. Replace the wheels with two skis, and you have a snow bike. But like the mountain bikes during the summer, they have come a long way over the years. They have a tremendous shock absorber system, and it makes the snow bikes that much easier to ride. So we've been experimenting with the snow bike for a couple reasons. Number one, it's a little easier to teach people how to ski, the fundamentals of skiing, if you have a ski bike. So the ski bike goes on the magic carpet, that lift that I've talked about that precludes people going up on the chairs and up in the way over all the other skiers. This is a conveyor belt for human beings. So it's quite easy to simply walk up with a snow bike, and you can actually sit on the snow bike as it goes up the magic carpet. But then it's easier to come down. And easier to teach how to edge and how to carve and all of those mystical, magical words that apply to people who are learning how to ski. But the other attractive thing about the ski bike is it is attractive to inner city kids. Most of them have no idea what it feels like to put skis on, and putting on those big boots, heavy boots. I've had one working with one inner city youth, and he called them moon boots. I think he meant the big boots that the astronauts put on as they walk on the moon. But it's a strange feeling to people. With the snow bikes, you can ride up with your regular boots. And so it becomes a more familiar sight, too. The kids look at it and say, oh, that's a bike. It looks kind of like the bike I ride all summer long. So it is a good teaching tool. And, of course, it's a lot of fun, too. So we went out to our county park here, our little community hill, if I could call it that, and tested out the snow bike. And a lot of people gathered around. Everywhere we go, people say, hey, what's that? What's that? Well, it's a snow bike. Now, the difficulty is the snow bikes are not accepted every ski area. There's 10 ski operations within a short drive of Buffalo, New York, the city center, and only three of them allow snow bikes. The first is Hollymont, a semi-private hill on down at Ellicottville, New York, and they actually rent out snow bikes there. And the second, of course, is Emory Park, but unfortunately, they don't rent any equipment at Emory Park. It's a little community hill, and it has no rental facility. And during the lockdown period that Ron referred to, it's still in lockdown. So the lodge, beautiful 5,000 square foot lodge with wood burning fireplaces in it, that's all closed down. They just have a little alleyway that you can go in and use the restrooms if you want. But that's going to lift, too, because I talked to the guys at the Emory Park, park rangers who were there to watch over the magic carpet and make sure you get on and off safely. And they were just as disappointed as we were that the winter is here and the lodge is closed. But that's another story for another day. They hope that by the middle of the month, these limitations are lifted. But back to the snow bike, they were just as excited as all get out, as excited as we were. We offered to let them go down the hill, and they said, no, 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 we're working. But, boy, I'd sure like to try it when we're off duty here. But we didn't stick around long enough because, ladies and gentlemen, it's cold here in Western New York. Our outside temperature now is just above the zero mark, and I'll even, boy, I haven't checked it lately. I'll check it myself here. And the thermometer outside our Boston, New York broadcast studio says it's 21 degrees. Hey, that's a warm warm spell for the last few days. Ron, how are you making out down there in South Buffalo?
I'm warming up from 85 degrees. it's about the same. We, you know, we got a little dusty of snow. We got home in the middle of the night, and it really was kind of clear. We landed in clear weather. It's 24. Official temperature in, north of you is 24. We warmed up last night. We thought we were going to be bringing home a championship football team tonight, but we got to go back to work and do some more work, and that's all you can say about it. It certainly should be praised for the effort, and it's disappointing, but we got to keep moving forward. We can't let other, you know, there's competitions going on every day in the world. And the beauty is that we can have individual competitions with ourselves and goals that we work in the trade of in our lives to make things and do some goal setting and things, especially at this time of year. And we do it as a community, and we do it as individuals and groups and teams. And this is the time, and the wonderfulness is that we can plan the future going forward. And I think that's what's so inspiring about your running the show, that as you talk about four-season health, Gary, you coach, I'm sorry, let me call you by your proper title, the new official board member of the Hope Collection, the 501c3 nonprofit. Over 10 years ago, the founder, Joel, and Artis Griffin, founders, decided to create a 501c3 nonprofit to benefit first responders, their extended families, and military, you know, our veterans, and their extended families.
Hey, Ron, I'm going to rudely interrupt because this caller came in before and went off. So caller from area code 770, exchange 203. Ooh. Why don't you introduce yourself, say hello, because Ron and I have been doing most of the talking. I don't want to lose you. So area code 707, exchange 203. Say hello to us, if you would.
I ain't nobody but country boy. Please continue on, sir.
Hey! Buenos dias.
Hey, sir. I got some stuff to put in your ear. You wait till you get back on the ground.
Well, country boy, what are you up to down there in the Georgia area? I bet you're basking in the bright sun, huh?
Well, actually, I'm sitting in the driveway because somehow on the south side, I've never lived on the south side of the city, but the sun comes up this time at noon. It's shining right in front of my garage door. So I got this chair I always sit out and sit in the sunshine. And they told Ron when he was in the snow last week, I was sitting here in the yard in the sun debating on whether I was going to go fishing for the day or not. So so just carry on. Y'all get me warmed up, and I'll jump right in. Back over to you, Gary.
All right. Well, you know, country boy, I think you know this, but I'm so sad to tell you that there are no ski areas in Georgia. However, believe it or not, there is a ski area in Tennessee, and that's not too far from me, up around the Knoxville area. They have a small hill there with a lift, and during the summer, I think it's a summer playground, a entertainment park, kind of like Dollywood and Disneyland. I'm trying to think of the name of it, but it slips my mind right now. And then, you know, if you go up into North Carolina, you got about three different ski areas up there. The largest is Sugar Mountain, and that's a sizable mountain. And they often get snow because of the moisture coming in off the Gulf and the altitude that they have. That's the key thing. They're up around 5,000 feet or so above sea level. They'll often get snow before even some of the areas in the Northeast. As a matter of fact, Sugar Mountain opened this year before we opened up here in Buffalo. So, country boy, you have to get behind the wheel, and you're there right now. Just drive up, and you can start skiing, too.
Skiing? No. You got to put black folks in the warm weather. If you take me to the resort, I'm going to be sitting in the lobby drinking tea and reading a book. Y'all get back.
Hey, Coach and country boy, there were people skiing on skis, but it was in crystal blue water with the sun shining down, pretty puffy clouds in the sky, the parasailers flying overhead, the surfers, and lots of people, pretty people on the beach, and some really ugly
ones. Now you're talking country boy language. I'm the mighty Aquarian man. Water's no good to nobody unless it's frozen, and I don't want to be ice cold. They say when you're hot, you're hot. Man, you can boil me, and I'll keep right on ticking. You know what I'm saying? But if you freeze me, you shut me down. No, no, no. Take me to the water, Ron. Matter of fact, when I got baptized when I was 15, it was 22 degrees. 22 degrees. And see, I'm one of them little country churches. We didn't have no baptizing pool. My baptizing pool was the Chattahoochee River. You remember that old song? They said it might have chilled my body, but it didn't chill my soul. And when they ducked me under.
The key to that, country boy, is that you went under and came up fast. You shot
out
of
that water. I didn't really come up fast either. I came up swinging. When they dipped me under, the current snatched me from the pastor's hands, and I thought they were trying to drown me. I came up swinging. Like, y'all supposed to let me back up. I looked up, and all I seen was a white sheet. I didn't know if it was a pastor or the KKK. But I'm still here.
Live and chicken.
See what you see how I interrupted y'all conversation? This ain't got nothing. Well, I guess there's hope hidden in there somewhere. I was hoping, bring me up, God. Hope they bring me up. I hope they bring me up. Hope, I hope, I hope.
Well,
so I came up full of hope.
Country boy, what I was doing when you came aboard was sharing that Coach, better known as Gary Helfenstein, has been nominated, voted on, and approved that he is the newest member of the Hope Collection board of directors. And he is now it's official, certified. And tonight the board is going to complete an election of some new officers. And we'll see some of the new directions, some of the old directions, some of the confirmations. of the values and the principles and the vision that Joel, our friend, our spiritual leader, and great business partner, led and set up so long ago, that we're going to just carry forward. And that's what we're doing. That's what we're saying we do every day. We have to do that, and because the world needs us. The world needs
us. Did you read him as rights, Ron? Let me read you your rights.
I got his signed agreement to be on the board and accept the responsibility that I can call him 24 hours, 7 days a week. I have it right here in writing, his signature, too.
Let me give you the cliff notes. The cliff notes to your initiation says you have a right to remain silent, but in order to be on the board, you have to give up your right to remain silent, because everything that you say and everything that you do can be and will be used to give somebody hope. Can you do that, sir?
Gary?
Is he silent? Did he hit the mute button?
No, I'm here, guys. I'm just listening to you guys.
He's enjoying it. That's what he's doing here.
Yeah, we've been looking for a few good men.
I'll tell you that. The sun is coming out, and it gets 21 degrees. It's getting warmer and warmer. I'd like to remind our audience that this is a call-in format, as you can tell. We love callers to call in. So if you get a pencil out, you may want to write this down and keep it somewhere handy where you can get at it every weekday from 12 noon to 1 o'clock. All right, if you're ready, I'm going to say this. The area code for the call-in guest number is area code 714. The exchange is 816, and the number is 4686. Now, I'll repeat that in just a few seconds here, but I'll kind of tell you what happens when you call in. When you call in, I got a virtual studio here in front of me, and I see that there's a caller coming in. And you're silenced at first, but I'll open up, introduce you in a few seconds, and then you're free to participate in this conversation. And even better yet, ask us questions about what we love to talk about. And today's about skiing and part of Four Season Mountain Fitness and Resorts, which is part of the Hope Collection. So anywhere along the line, you can ask any questions. So here it comes again, if you had to run and get a pencil and paper. It's area code 714. The exchange is 816, and the number is 4686. Call in. I'll see you calling in. I'll introduce your area code. I'll turn your mic on, and you're free to walk about and talk about the room. So, Country Boy, back to you. You're there in Georgia, and you have no ski area, but you say you have no desire to ski. Let me ask you a very personal question. Have you ever tried to ski?
Oh, yeah. There's nothing I ever tried to do that I can't do. I can do all things through the mighty creator who created me. Country Boy knows how to – well, actually, if the truth was really told, the first time I skied, I ended up going backwards. I was skiing backwards. I'm like, how you put on the brakes? They said, fall down. Yeah,
well,
somehow
now
I got shifted around and ended up going down the ski slope backwards.
You're like the fly walking into the fly trap here. Country Boy, did you have any instruction before you went skiing?
Did I have any instruction?
Yeah.
Yeah. The guy told me to pray that I break a leg.
What? Tell me how that instruction went again.
He told me to pray. He's praying that I get out there and break a leg.
Well, unfortunately,
wait a minute, whose side are you on?
I'm trying to tell you that I've been teaching skiing for 54 years, and I have seen so many people say, "Boy, I skied, and I'll never ski again." So I say, why not? And they said, well, I didn't have such a good time the first time I went. And I said, well, did you get any instruction? And they said, sure, I was dating this person, and they took me to the top of the hill. They're good skiers. And they said, there's the bottom. I'll meet you down there. I said, instruction? That's not instruction. With just a few simple demonstrations and a few easy things, you can learn how much fun skiing is. That's where I'm coming from.
Now, I do have a flashback when you said that, because I ran our church nursery for 22 years. I used to have between 360 to 400 kids every Sunday in 10 different rooms. And I remember then my supervisor coming in there and said, country boy, did they tell you what to do? Did they give you any instructions? And I go, no, not really. And then all of a sudden I feel a pecking going on my leg. I looked around, didn't see nobody, but I was looking too high. The little guy was only about waist high. He says, I know what you're supposed to do. Did you read the Bible? I said, yes. He said, do you know what Bible stands for? I said, no, but I hope you're going to tell me. He says, yes, B-I-B-L-E, Biblical Instructions Before Leaving Earth. So if you don't know what to do, you might want to read the Bible. And he ran and sat back down. The instruction manual for life. But I read that book.
Now, that is good instructions coming from a young man. I appreciate that. We got another caller coming in from area code 850. So I'm going to turn your mic on. Why don't you say hello and tell us who you are, area code 850.
Hello, my name is Angela Butler.
Well, what brings you here today, Angela? Welcome. We're glad to have you here.
Thank you. Country boy, Brad Dorsey, he invited me on.
Well, we really welcome you. Country boy, you want to say hello to your guest?
Not only is she a guest,
Ron Clayton, here's one of our other personalities going to assist us with the radio show during the week, because Angela, for well over 10 years, has her own international talk radio show, Miss Angela Butler, out of Florida.
Well, welcome. Thank you for calling in today and being a part of the Optimize My Life is the name of our radio show. And really, just the name says what it is we're helping people to optimize their life, to maximize the grace, the blessings, the fruit that and the skills that people have been blessed with, and we're helping them to expand them. And our theme is helping others by helping them help others. And we operate in so many different areas. Fundamentally, we have eight pillars that are called we operate under. One is faith, family, housing, education, the arts, health and wellness, water and energy. And under those titles, we're able to find, connect, and provide connections, services, and empowerment to families and individuals. And by doing that, we're making this a better world. And I'm actually a guest on the show today. I've been in the past, I was the president of the board, original president of the board. It looks like in the future I may be reinstated into that and elected into that position by our present new board. And what we're trying to do is just make a difference. And there's been so much strife and challenge and deception and deceit and lack of faith. The opposite of faith is hope. And we live to provide hope. In fact, we call it, on Monday through Friday, we serve up hope for lunch. Right, Coach?
Sounds good to me.
Oh, and then, Ron, just so you know, Miss Angela Butler happens to know a friend of ours, a coach of ours, Mr. Rick Reese. Angela happens to be the top producer in my travel business.
Well, Angela, I just spent the weekend. I had dinners. Rick and Brenda sat right across from us. We shared ribs, chicken wings, steak, Caesar salad. We were dancing on the beach and under the stars Saturday night. And we were just having a good old time in
Punta Cana
and the annual winter conference. And perhaps the next conference is going to be in March. Not perhaps. It's going to be in March. And perhaps we'll meet each other because it's going to be in New Orleans. And we may well be there for that function. And
she'll be there
because we're
part
of the travel industry also.
She'll be there marching across the stage, and I'm going to be the first person to greet you and not just high-five you, girlfriend. I might pat you on your behind like they did Hank Aaron when he turned that third base and hit his home run. I know you're going to hit more home runs than anybody in 2022, Angela. We're so proud of you and happy to have you on our
team.
Thank
you.
Yeah, well, there are a bunch of people got what happens is they were awarded directors. They were awarded this really sharp black jacket, blazer, with an emblem embroidered into it, the Surge Boy, and they were paraded across stage and recognized for achievement. And along with that achievement, they made money.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow.
Now, Ron, Angela came out of the starting gate, and she said, "Country, I've been working hard all my life, but if I come on your show, you got to do me a favor." I said, "What's that, Angela? I'll do anything for you if I can." She says, "Well, I don't want to start at the bottom and work my way up. Do you think you could, or Ron could call Lynn Kane and see if I can interview him on my show?" So she wants to start with a top gun, Ron. What do you think about that?
Well, I would tell you, Lynn Kane being a personal friend, as well as a business associate, as well as a spiritual leader, and he and his wife, Annie, we've been in their home. They've entertained us in their home in San Diego. We've been on cruises together. Lynn Kane just happens to be, you know, Top Gun, the first one. He was the first East Coast, West Coast, and national Top Gun. He founded the school where the Navy pilots go called Miramar. It was all referred to in that movie, Top Gun. And Lynn Kane's, what was Tom Cruise's name on his helmet he had on there? Anyways, that was Lynn Kane. But he not only was he in the Air the Navy pilot, he's a decorated pilot. He also went on to create the organization called the Golden Rule Society. And you can just imagine the Golden Rule. What does that mean? It's what we follow. It's treating others with respect. It's treating people with honor. It's treating people with trust. Is treating people with the idea that there's no one better than anybody. We're all about building each other up. And Len's now been nominated because for 50 years, he's lived the Golden Rule, and he's been nominated 5 times for the Nobel Peace Prize. I think more importantly, in November, there's a book that for several hundred years is a book of it's called Who's Who in America. And this publishing company researches, and they come up with the people who are who's who. And if you're in that book, it means you are somebody. And Lynn Kane last year not only is in that book for multiple times, they gave him the Humanitarian Man of the Year Award.
International.
Now, yeah. So it's by the way, you want to meet him first time and you want to talk to him, he'll be on Friday this week at noon. He will be on this radio show. In fact, we call it the Lynn Kane Show. We dedicate that show to his honor, and he speaks with people around the world. He shares what the Golden Rule is doing as an organization and how we partner with him to make this world a better place. So you're more than welcome to join us.
All right, thank you.
You can ask him, and you're welcome to say, "Hey, I have a radio show. I'd love to have you come on." And I think he'll respect you. You tell him you're a friend of Country Boy. You might have to pay him a little more because you told him that you're a friend of Country Boy.
and then Lynn Kane's going to turn right around, Angela. And he's going to turn right around. Ron, you know he's going to turn right around and say the price has already been paid. He's going to explain to you in a very kind, deep-rooted voice kind of manner that everything that the Golden Rule does is for free. And some things are better than free.
I love it when he says that. Oh, okay. All right.
He is
so,
Angela, a gentleman.
Today we talk about health and nutrition and some of those things because we already know that health is your first wealth. A few weeks back, I had Dr. J. We call her Dr. J. Her name is Dr. Marilyn Johnson Conjuani. She's a holistic healer and herbologist here in Atlanta, Georgia. So if you have anybody that you know that has anything to offer the world, feel free to invite them to our show. Again, Ryan explained to you that we're here Monday through Friday, and we serve up hope for lunch. We have a whole smorgasbord of information that we can tap you into, so it doesn't matter where your business is now. It will never, ever, ever be the same once you connect with the Hope Collection, because we got RR Center. Ron, tell her about the RR Center.
Well, RR Center means Research and Resource Center. And the Hope Collection, in its inception and its purpose and its mission, is to be able to afford and bring people those connections that they might not be able to have. Usually, no matter where you are, you can, you know, like first step, you have your family. Second step might be your church. Third step, and for many people, is the government. But by the time they get to the government, they know two things. They're last in line in anything there is, and they're not going to get first-class treatment in anything. There are
right.
people in government who treat people with respect, but the government doesn't respect people. In fact, the government is only good for government. That's what they do things for. It's for the good of the government. It's not good for people. And so the Hope Collection, in our ability through our pillars, the Hope Collection is a collection of resources. Let me give you a prime example of benefit that we bring to the table, into the community, and into every single household in America. Let's say you had a child at home, or you have several children, and one gets sick. Most of the time, for many people, their process to be able to help that child find, you know, be checked out by medically by a doctor, go to a hospital emergency room if they didn't have a doctor, get make an appointment. Well, you know, if a cat's sick, you want to get attention immediately. So that's when you try the emergency room. But usually when you get to the emergency room, you sit for 4 or 5 hours, and you get the person that's ready to go home, and, oh, that's right, that person came in 4 hours ago. We got to take a look at that child. And then the child's over there hacking or whatever. You know, it's not a pleasant experience. We have Call a Doctor. And anyone who's a member of the Hope Collection, they register as a member, and it's free. They can call, we have a company, organization, to call a doctor. What happens is, on your computer, the child or the mother or father get online with the doctor, board-certified doctor, who discusses the issues and everything and exams to the level they can through telemedicine. And when the doctor says, and prescribes, looks at what there is and says, and has the authority, by the way, to call the ambulance right now or tell you to get that doctor, that child to a doctor right now. First order of operation. Second thing, if the mother or father decide to let the doctor have the records and you just let them know where the records of the hospital or a particular doctor of that child so he can learn more about before he makes a decision or recommendation so he gets input. Or if you can make a determination, you know, the child's got measles and, you know, it's what it is there. He can make a recommendation and send medicine to your choice pharmacy. And then that pharmaceutical being prescribed will go directly from the pharmacy to your house, delivered. Now, most people, when I talk and ask the question, how much do you think a policy like that would cost? Even the most cheapest government policy that's in existence is about $300 to $400 a month. And then you have deductibles. Our program is you call the doctor, and it costs you $18 a use.
You might want to say that again, Ron, because the first time I heard it, I think it slipped my ears. After I had hundreds and hundreds that I pay a month, I still pay that. But tell me again, Ron, how much did you say it cost?
$18 a use. In other words, if you use that doctor today, it's $18. If you decide to use them the next day for additional or more, it's $18. But you are not obligated to pay hundreds and thousands of dollars to be able to have coverage, emergency coverage for your child or that person.
When you said that to me, I slipped because I am still going to put on my to-do list this week to call some of my country folks back home, because just strategically where God located us in the Northeast Georgia mountains, the closest hospital to me is 22 miles away. We didn't get 911 until 2015 because there's nobody to call. Even though Verizon says we can reach you anywhere in the world, I can take you 42 places within a 3 to 4 mile radius of my house that you can't even get a phone signal. So now being able to just take that little piece from the smorgasbord and take it and share it and pay it forward, it's just absolutely phenomenal on what goes on. Now, when you talking about health and wellness now, I'm still holding back because sometimes I forget that I have a water company, AIDS, the only minority manufacturer of water in the southeastern United States. Oh, and I just happened to learn while I was spending 12 years in my life in college that nothing that lives, nothing that lives can run be living without water. So I would be belittling you guys if I didn't mention to you that American Global Excellence, I call it AIDS. There is nothing that we can serve up over here at AIDS before it's time. Well, it's time for me to tell you guys that now Country Boys Company has the power that's been given to me by the government. Some people call it luck. I call it favor because I didn't pay for the positioning. Now I can put anybody's name, custom label on a bottle of water. Oh, it gets better. Oh, it gets better. My company also has a product called Safe Hands. Yeah, Safe Hands, designed with children in mind, which means it has no alcohol in it. It's all plant-based. Rub your eye after you did your hands in the hand sanitizer that has alcohol in it. Oh, it's not going to be a pleasant experience. Oh, it gets better. Wash your hands one time with Safe Hands, and you're protected from germs for up to 4 hours. Oh, it gets better. Wash your hands the second time that day, the same day, with Safe Hands. The experts, the FDA and the EPA, says that you're protected for 8 to 10 hours, even if you touch the doorknob and the old thing. It's in your pores. Oh, I forgot to tell you, if you don't drink alcohol and you use hand sanitizer that has alcohol in it, oh, Lord, your medicines don't like you. And if you have a religious belief, oh, you just violated your religion because the alcohol goes directly into your bloodstream. Wash your hands 6 times with Purell here in Georgia. You're legally D-U-I-O. Switch back to the good stuff, country boy. It gets better.
Well, we got another caller on the line here that I'd like
okay,
to introduce.
Okay, but this is too important to be interrupting me right now, Gary. They can listen. Let them sit right there. I'm getting ready to tell you about a product called Penetrex. Write it down. PENETREXX. The only product of its kind in the world. Don't believe me. It's been approved for 2 years, but they wouldn't let me sell it. It's called Penetrex. The only product in the world that's been proven to kill the coronavirus and 36 other viruses on surfaces. It's all plant-based. Don't believe me. PENETREXX. One of our other products. So we don't just do water. We got Penetrex. We got Safe Hands. And then favor fell upon me like a big avalanche during the holidays. Right 2 weeks before Christmas, they said, Country Boy, you know everybody's running out of the corona test, home test kit? Well, favor fell upon me again. They said, we're going to give you four million boxes a week. But if you look at the competitors and everybody out there, they get one to a box. I prayed for a double portion blessing. They come two to a box. Now, I didn't just get a chance to bless 4 million people. 8 million people. I have blessings in my hands right now with the Corona home test kit. I didn't make them. I help out of California make them. And they said, country, you got favor. We'll ship them anywhere in the United States for you for free. So look, back over to you, Ron. If you want to introduce them, tell them to come on because AGE, American Global Excellence, has postured themselves to bless somebody. You understand when you come into Hope at Lunch, we have no hidden agendas. We have no hidden motives on what we do. We have every intention on blessing you, you, and you. Back over to you, Gary.
All right. Thanks, guys. Ron, you got some words of wisdom here. I got Juliana Ormond on the line also. I'm juggling here some lines. she's not on yet. Area code 404, you want to say hello? Introduce yourself, and we'll get you into the conversation here. All right, we got a bashful caller. They just want to listen in. I'm working here, the studio, plus the phone, and I'm...
That's a friend of mine down here in Georgia, Ron. This is her first time on the call. She probably wants to see what's going on before we throw into the middle of this rat race. She thought I was preaching just now. Like, ooh, let me stand back.
Yeah, we do that all the time.
But listen, you guys, Ron told you, he says we got a smorgasbord of information. Monday has been set aside for health and wealth. Then all of a sudden, Tuesday rolls upon us, and we get some guy named Rick Reese, who's a top producing person in the travel industry, who's also training Top Gun Lynn Kane. He has a Wise travel button to show you how to travel wise and save money. Then he hooked up with some guy named Ron Clayton. While they up there freezing in New York in the snow, Ron's down there kicking it with Rick and Putacana. Then he hooked up with a guy named Country Boy 15 years ago. Me and him used to be on a guy's show named Burl Walk. Burl Walk is the person that introduced me to Joel Griffin. And then all of a sudden, not only does Rick Reese know me and Ron and Lynn Kane, he helped train some girl on the phone with us named Angela. Angela, we hadn't even shut up 2 cents earthwise over here. Let us throw the mic over to you, and you tell us what kind of things you talk about on your show and what you'd like to bring to the table, sweetie. Go right ahead, Angela. Your mic's open. All right, pick it up, Gary. Keep running.
All right.
She might be in a position. I told her she's busy during the day, and I told her, listen in, she might be in a position to where she knows if she unmutes, she's going to bring a bunch of noise on the show. So she wouldn't do
that.
Got
it. I was just telling you,
let me finish up the week, and then I'll turn it back over to you, Gary. Monday's health and nutrition, all that kind of good old stuff. Tuesdays, Rick Reese, the travel industry coach of the world. This man is with us in Surge 365. When we was talking about students and kids earlier, Rick's daughter at 14 years age went online and got a medical billing and data certification. Let me just drop that on you real fast. I live right here in Atlanta where the home of the CDC is. And right up the street around the corner from one of my houses is a little place called Morehouse College, School of Medicine. If you was a local yokel or country person and wanted to go to the local college called Morehouse, it'll only cost you $82,000 to $86,000 a year to get yourself a medical certification or associate's degree, they call it. It'll only take you 14 to 20 months. Or you could hook up with Ryan Clayton, Lynn Kane, Angela Butler, a country boy, and we'll send you online. Yeah. Online. We don't care if you graduated from Harvard or Yale or just got out of jail. We're going to see if you was born on the wrong side of the tracks. We know how to get you right back into school online. one of our little students. I have a 15-year-old that went online and took the medical billing and data. There's only 600 different categories in there. Oh, I forgot to tell you, it cost her nothing. The price had already been paid. Instead of spending 14 to 20 months, it took her 20 hours, not 2 years. God said, I'm going to allow you to redeem the time. It took her 20 hours to pass the medical certification, and then careers.com is the one that sent her her certification certificate, and within a matter of 2 weeks' time, she had over 2,000 job offers. The average income for doing medical billing and data last year was only $77,000. So now we have a young girl up in the Northeast Georgia Canton area who took the medical billing and data certification course, and then she came right back 2 weeks after she did that and passed a Disney cruise specialist. The girl is just chewing it up. And Disney contacted her after she passed the certification and said, have you ever been on a Disney cruise? And she says, no. Well, they said, we can't certify you then unless you let us send you and three other people on a free 7-day Disney cruise. And then she came back filled with so much excitement. She was just paying it forward, and it was reeking out her pores, and her next-door neighbor found out the lady's quadriplegic, has not worked. And since she was 18, she's 38 now. She has not worked in 20 years. Or guess what? She went online and got a certification, like one of my veteran friends that don't have no legs. She's got a certification to become what they call it, a holy land. Ooh, she decided, I told her not to go there. She said that's the only place she wanted to go. She's going to go to the Holy Land experience, and sent 16 of her neighborhood friends to the Holy Land experience at a discount, and her commission check was over $4,000. The woman ain't made no money in 20 years and made $4,000 sitting at home in a wheelchair. God says, I'm going to do things that eyes have never seen, ears ain't never heard. Have y'all ever heard of anybody making $4,000 sitting at home during the corona? Baby. Well, look, we're going to roll it over to Thursday. No, I skipped Wednesday. Barbara Riley, where are you, sweetie? Shout out to you, Barbara Riley, wherever you are. We call her the Green Queen. She talks about attainable. When we came on the show, we was calling them tiny homes, and we was misleading people. We apologize if we misled anybody when it comes to, if you ask people in the world what they really, really want, they really, truly, truly, truly want to be happy. And then if you ask them again what they want, they like to own their own home. We changed the name from Tiny because Tiny to a veteran that's been sleeping under the bridge, because our first response over here at the Hope Collection is first responders and veterans. It's not right. I live here in Atlanta and go up and down the interstate every day and see people standing on the corner, says, I'm a veteran, I'm hungry, I work for food, I'm a veteran, I'm homeless, I'm sleeping underneath a bridge. Well, that's where we come in at. It has to start somewhere. It has to stop somewhere. They fought and gave their lives for us, and they got to come home and sleep underneath the bridge. We'll build an attainable homes. Barbara Riley and I, she's going to help us set up the headquarters here in Atlanta, and we're getting ready to get some veterans off the street. Oh, it gets better. God says, country, I see what you're doing. There's a little place called Milan, M-I-L-A-G-N, Milan, Georgia. The last trip that I went with Joel Griffin took a trip down to this little all-women's prison, 50 miles from Savannah, 50 miles from Macon, Georgia. Oh, I don't know, about 20 miles from the Atlantic Ocean, and the railroad comes right through there. We're converting this prison in 2022. We're going to convert the prison that over 2,000 inmates used to be there. We're going to snatch them. We're going to snatch them from all different parts of the town, the north, the south, the east, and the west, and we're going to give these veterans somewhere to live in a prison. Who in the world would have ever thought of turning a prison, that's what God spoke it to me, turn a prison into veteran houses? They're getting ready to close 50 six slave plantations, I mean prisons, slave plantations, I mean prisons. They're getting ready to close 56 prisons down. What do you think we're going to do with them, you guys? I want you to put your hope prayer up into the air, because we're getting ready to snatch some prisons and snatch some veterans and first responders and give them a place to live. Then we roll over to Thursday to the Oak Man, Bob Oakley, that people works with people that's been misplaced and displaced and don't know where to go. Or if you are here and not legally here and you need to get over yonder, over there, Bob Oakley is the man that helps you navigate your life, regardless on whether you know what you want to do or if you're not living a purpose-driven life. Then we'll jump over to Oak Man, because he was planted down there by the river, down by the water. He's got deep roots in helping people. That's why he comes in on Thursday and offers up hope. And then here comes the curveball, Gary. I'm going to throw it back over to you, Ron. We roll into Friday with the Top Gun, Lynn Kane, and I'm going to push the pause button right there.
All right, Ron, you want to take it from there?
Well, I just want to thank everyone that joined the show today. Whether you spoke or not, you are welcome. And we hope that you'll return again with the variety of shows and your schedule. If you miss a show and you heard, like, we want to hear Lynn Kane, we record these shows and they're in an archive. You can always have them and have access to them through the Blog Radio Archive. And we just hope you'll stay in touch if this is your first time or if you're a 100th time. We're glad you're with us, and we're looking forward. We're on Army moving forward and with the banner of God in front of us, and we thank you each for your participation today. Gary, thanks for setting up the show today and running things in a great way. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Ron.
We got about 7 minutes left, Ron, so make sure before sundown, Ron, make sure you give me a buzz, because I got a lot of good little smidgens I'm going to drop in your spirit. Gary,
all right.
I want my ski lessons, Gary. I want to go work with your kids. I want to see their face. Gary, can you send me a couple of clips or something? Or send me your link, because I got somebody that's very, very, very interested in what you're talking about. They was talking about taking their kids. They was one of them Floridian people that didn't get opportunity to see snow. The lady admitted, I'm 68 years of age, country, and I've never played in real snow. I asked the kids what they wanted to do. They didn't want to go to Disney World. It's only 16 miles up the road. They want to go skiing. I said, She said, no, country boy. They want to go snow skiing. So, Gary, make sure and send me some information, because I got some. Angela, she's down there in Florida. She might be one of them Floridians that want to make a snowball, too, that ain't never thrown a snowball.
Well, it's a country boy. I will send you those connections. And likewise, you send me their contact information. I'm going to give them a personal invitation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We'll do that. And, Gary, before we get off on the show, I done jumped all around it up. We got at least 2 to 3 minutes left, Gary. Why don't you, some people came on at the end of the show. Can you tell them before we go off the show a little bit about your site and how they can find you, Gary, if you don't mind, sir, before we close out?
Oh, yeah, definitely. What we do is we work with people that have never skied before. And we call it My First Ski. It's really one of several programs under my little company called Ski With Me. Now, Ski With Me is not about skiing with an old guy, although I can teach you a lot of things. It's about connecting up with professional instructors at the different ski areas so that they can answer all the questions and address all your concerns. Now, there's basically five reasons why people don't ski. Number one, they think it's too complicated. Number two, they think they're afraid of it. They say, man, I don't want to go down flying downhill. Well, no, we don't want you flying downhill. We don't want you hitting other people. We don't want you hitting trees. We want to teach you how to ski safely. So the professional ski instructors of America work with people, so they do just that. They ski safely, and once they do, man, there's no turning back. They say, I love this. And the other thing is, we work with inner city kids,
and they don't know how to dress. You know, they're macho. They go around, you know, all winter long without a coat. Well, that's fine when you're running from car to car or school bus into the school. You don't need a coat. Well, you do, but they don't think they do. But, man, you go out on the ski slopes where there's nothing warm around you, you got to dress right. You dress right, and it is okay. And they say, wow, I never knew how much fun this could be now that I'm warm. Now, the next reason people don't ski is they say it's too expensive. Well, yeah, if you go out and buy your equipment and pay for lessons and buy a full-price lift ticket, it is one expensive sport. But if you connect up with a professional at a ski area, they're going to help you. You're going to get rentals, and you're going to get probably a discount on this lift ticket. So it makes it reasonable. I'm not saying that it's free, but it's reasonable. Almost anybody can afford to go skiing if you don't have to buy the equipment and pay retail price. Now, Country Boy, I know you hear retail price and you want to go into travel, but we won't go exactly that deep. We'll just say, you know, there's a travel organization that helps you book these ski areas. In essence, your professional ski instructors do that. They know how to get the discounts, and they know how to make it affordable. And the last thing
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but you remember a little place called the Masters, the golf course?
Yeah, definitely.
If most people, even if you have a membership, they cost you $100,000 a year. If you wanted to go take you and Ron Clayton and Rick, three of your other buddies with you, it would cost you $10,000. $10,000. We don't want to buy the golf cart. We just want to ride on it. We don't want to buy the grass. We just want to play on it for a little while. $10,000. Or if you know Country or Ron or any people that's connected to the travel industry, well, guess what? I don't even play golf. I decided I wanted to go to the Masters just because I had the power and the accessibility to do it. I took three of my little country buddies that had never played golf before either. Well, Terrell, he's a veteran. He plays golf now every day. But I took them down there, and it cost me $557 per person, not $10,000. Add that together, it cost me $2,016 and some change. Not $10,000. So what we have to offer here at the Hope, they said it's not what you know, but it's who you know. We have taken the best. I call them my super friends. Yeah, super, super friends. We're super friendly. We're super kind. But we all work together to help bless humankind. Oh, Joel Griffin says, look, let's take the best of the best from the north, the south, the east, in the West, and allow everybody to come in and love their very best. You heard me say it earlier. We have no intentions. We have no hidden agendas or hidden motives on what we do. We want to show you how to bless you. And, Gary, if you don't mind, I'm going to eat up these last 3 minutes. Let me spell it out for you. Hope, H-O-P-E, help one person every day. Did you not get that? Let me spell it out for you again. H-O-P-E. Good. You can spell it. You can chant it. Yeah, you even know the song. But are you giving? Are you giving? Are you giving hope or just singing along? H-O-P-E has a very special meaning to me. There's more meaning behind the word. Seems a lot more than we've observed. They said one must give hope in order to get hope. But how can one give what one does not have? More so, how can one do what one has not been taught? Giving hope is more than an afterthought. Now, did you think twice about what you did or what you had to say? Or were you just selfish in your reasoning and just did it anyway? Now, tell me about hope. Now, doesn't it really, really, really matter to you? But don't you want hope too? So tell me, how does one get what one does not have, what one really wants, what one really needs, what one really deserves, the thing that racks the nerves? Hope is more than a word, sometimes a lot more than we even deserve. So wait one more minute and let me break it down for you. Hope reflects everything that you do. It's how you do what you do when you do what you do. Seems I've lost you somewhere along the way. Hope is not what you just have to say, but how much love and kindness, man, Kane, can you pass somebody else's way? So if you want to experience some hope today, then you start going out by going out and giving some hope away. I tell the kids, practice it. Practice doesn't mean you get perfect. Practice means you only get better and better and better at whatever it is that you do. Here's a twist. Don't miss it. Do unto others before they do unto you. And when you give some love and hope away, guess what happens? It comes right back to you. Back over to you, Gary.
All right, I'm going to wrap it up. Country boy, those are words of wisdom. But we're running short of time, so I want to thank everybody who joined us today by phone. Some of you shy people, I encourage you to come back and participate with us. But if you want to just listen, that's fine too. So on that good note, remember, keep the hope up, and we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place. God bless.
God bless everybody.